Hello, my friends. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 151, Careful to Do. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Joshua 1:8. Let that settle for a moment. Joshua has just received the heaviest assignment of his life. Moses is gone. The people are standing at the edge of the Jordan. And God does not begin by saying, be strategic, make a plan, rally the troops. He begins by saying, don't let this book leave your mouth. Think about what that means. The word on your lips, spoken, whispered, repeated, ends up shaping your entire life from the inside out. That's not a religious formula. It's the simple truth that what you speak consistently forms what you believe, and what you believe forms what you do. God understood that long before anyone had a word for it. And then comes the rhythm. Day and night. This is not a weekend retreat. This is not an item on your weekly schedule. It's the morning with the word. It's the pillow at the end of the night with the word. Biblical meditation is not a calendar event. It is a heartbeat that pulses beneath everything you live. And this is where most of us miss it. We want to move fast. Read more, cover more ground, feel like we're making progress. But God didn't say, read much. He said, meditate. One verse that you turn over slowly, that you carry into your day, that you let speak when the pressure comes, that one verse is worth more than 10 chapters that pass through your eyes and left no trace. Roots grow slowly, and it's the roots that hold the tree when the wind arrives. But here's the thing. The destination of meditation is not knowledge. The text is precise, that you may be careful to do. The whole purpose of this is obedience. The word doesn't prove itself in your head. It proves itself in your life. When you know what God commanded, and you do it, that's when the seed bears fruit. And only then comes the promise. Only then will you make your way prosperous. God does not place success before obedience. He doesn't say succeed and then follow me. He says walk with me, do what is written, and the road will open. For God, success is not a destination you've reached. It's a road you're walking with Him. That is the kind of success that doesn't hollow you out. So today, before breakfast, before the phone, before the rush, open to Joshua 1:8 and read it out loud. Not to check a box, to let those words live on your lips. And then ask yourself, what command do you already know that God has already shown you, that is still waiting for your obedience? Pick one and do it today, not tomorrow. Today. That is what separates the meditation that transforms from the meditation that only comforts. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.